Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We all sick of each other?
Not yet. No.
Hung out with each other on Friday night. Hung out with each other yesterday. We all sick of each other?
Well, I think the introvert over here is just trying to be nice.
No, I'm cool.
It was fun. We had a photo shoot yesterday. And we do these once every, how long?
Last one was 5 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah. I know. It feels like it was just a couple of years ago. But yeah, it was five.
You had a factor in the pandemic, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always the kiss of death for us. Because right after we spend all this money and spend all this time doing one of these like team photo shoots, somebody bails.
It never failed.
It never failed.
Yeah, two times in a row we did it, and Cassie was like, dang it!
That's why I rotated people out of the group photos. I was like, nobody get offended when I tell you to get out of the photo just in case. I doubt anyone's going to leave, but it is a fail-safe, so we don't have to do another shoot.
We're very lucky in what we do, as I was there yesterday. And I mean, we get paid to do photos together.
I know.
And I hope you guys have this in your office also. I know when I was coming in this morning, I was reflecting back on yesterday and on Friday night when we were all hanging out at concert also. It's just that they have a pretty cool thing here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do this for a living here and with people we like.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I don't like Abby that much.
Be talking about in therapy later.
With most people, but we're pretty lucky.
We're extremely
really,
lucky.
Really, really lucky.
And then just from like a, pull the curtain back from a radio standpoint to have the staff that we do.
Oh, God.
We say it constantly, but it's true. It's an embarrassment of riches because not many morning shows roll this deep.
Right.
We got a lot of people.
So I'm sitting there yesterday with our operations manager, Tracy, and Mikey has his back to her. She goes, who's that? So we got so many people. Our ops manager doesn't even know.
So our phone screener, Mikey, shows up. And did this dude look like it was eighth grade, like, picture day?
He really did.
He looked at me and he's like, do I look like a pirate? I'm like, Mikey, you look like a lot of things right now. A pirate is not one of them.
So incredibly random. All right, so here, you know, we were going to talk about this on Friday and we ran out of time. But I think it's white people, we got to have a talk here about hygiene.
Okay.
All right. So this started a while back with this whole joke that most white people don't use washcloths in the shower, which was news to me because I've used one my entire life. So the joke I didn't get at all, but it turns out about 50% of white people aren't using washcloths.
Which it was news to me because I was watching an episode of Atlanta and I'm like, why do they keep cracking jokes about white people not having washcloths? Like, I'm so confused because I use one also. But then when we talked about it on air, it's like, oh, yeah, no, we are gross.
What? Right? So here's another one now. White folks, we just got to do better. These are the Kelce brothers. They both play in the NFL, and they have a podcast. They're both really funny guys, very talented dudes.
And they played against each other in the Super Bowl.
And they played. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And they were starting to talk about some hygiene stuff on their podcast this week that, again, made me cringe as a white person.
When showering, is it acceptable to use shampoo conditioner to wash your body? My husband is convinced that the only way to properly clean one's body is to use actual body wash. Well, Aubrey, I hate to side with the male on this one.
What? Are you serious? You've never been washing your hair and just taking the suds and wash the rest of your body?
If I want to wash my body, I'm using the body wash. One thing that I got out of this, Aubrey Grover, is that you and your husband are white. If she's washing her body with shampoo, she's white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a second part of that also about just like washing your bits?
Nah, just that.
I think you took that out. But there's, yeah, one of them says, like, well, let's be honest, the only thing that I shower anyway are, I think he calls them the hot parts.
Oh. Wow. Under the arms. Under the butt crack. Yeah.
And nothing else?
Absolutely not.
What?
Yeah, no. No way.
Yeah, because I hate to break it to you. Not just those areas get dirty.
Right.
Everything gets dirty.
So do you use a shampoo on the rest of your body also and not use soap or a body wash?
Never. I've never used shampoo. Now, to be fair, we're all covered in hair. Some more than others. Sorry.
Not me. You'd be surprised how little hair I have right now.
Because you remove all of it. But no, I've never. And my concern would be, I feel like it would burn in areas it's not supposed to get in.
Yeah,
because it's not meant for there.
Right.
Here's the thing, too. Soap is formulated for your hair, so it's not as much of a detergent as regular soap. I'm sorry, shampoo is formulated for your hair, so it's not as strong as regular soap. So it's made to wash your hair and be gentle on your hair. It's not made to wash, like, dirt and sweat off your skin.
Yeah, and these five-on-one now body washes that are supposed to wash your face and your body and also take rust off of your car. you can brush your teeth with them also. I don't trust any of that. It's got to do one thing, and it's got to do it well.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think as white people, we got to just do better.
I don't need multi-use soap.
Use body wash. Please.
Use body wash.
Yes, please.
The Burt Show.